Blog Talk Radio.
Excited to welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I am a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled I Am an Angelic Walk-In, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and Angels of Faith, they're all based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to reconnect and remember our divine, eternal nature. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and to see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse of Angels. They have a very funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I am very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel guidance. You can call into the show to speak to me, Claire Candy Hoff, and the number is 646-716-6794. Again, that call in number for that angelic advice is 646-716-6794. And just like these callers have called into the show, 443, you're going to be up first. 916, you are going to be next. And the next number that is going to be picked up, third, is 203. But before we get to those callers, let me just welcome everybody back once again to Angel Healing House. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for following the show. And thank you for tuning in. Either you're listening live or you're listening on the archive shows, which are all on the blog Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio site. And all you need to do is go to the Angel Healing House Radio page and scroll down to see the 4.5 years of weekly shows with their different topics. I'd like to start the show off today by saying, Happy August, everyone! And just a reminder that we do have a new moon tonight. Yay! And that is heralding new beginnings. On new moon night, I like to write out a list of my wishes and my desires, and I ask for the fulfillment of new beginnings around them, new opportunities and connections to help my dreams manifest and flourish. And then I sit for a while under that new moon, and then I read aloud those longings that I wish to see those new beginnings around the fulfillment of my desires. And it just feels so good. It feels so good to connect to that new moon, to spirit, and know that my prayers are being answered, certainly not in my way, in God's way, and certainly not in my timing, but God's divine timing. So we have lots of callers who just popped up. So once again, we'll have 443-916-203, and I'm just going to say that there's a Skype call as well, and then 310, and then you'll be taken in order. If you're a regular listener, you know that I like to spend about 20 or 25 minutes on the topic of the day, and the posse of angels want to speak about a topic which they are calling Change Your Energy, Change Your Reality. I recently received a call from a former client who I've not seen in 5 years, and he said that I'd helped him so much in the past with his love life that he was going through some relationship issues again. I came to mind. When I answered the knock on the door, this very handsome, charming client stepped in. As he began to share with me what had transpired over the past 5 years, he said that although he had been slowly trying to dismantle and separate from his current girlfriend of 8 years, he did find it very difficult to completely sever their relationship. It was then that he said, "I never, ever have admitted this or told it to anyone, but I've not been completely faithful to my girlfriend over the past 5 years." He was quick to add that he was physically faithful, but that he was having two separate romantic text and email relationships with women in Europe and another one in the United States. On top of all this, he said that he just met what he called the love of his life only 6 weeks ago, and he wished to know if she was the one for him. Right when he completed telling me about these four women in his life, a large moth who had been hiding under a small table in my office suddenly flew out, hovered in the air, and then flew around the room. And this was the very divinely sent message that the moth was clearly telling him. It is time to pay attention to your feelings, so that you can clarify your movement through them and discern what is real and what is merely ego-driven. By doing this, you will free yourself from drama. Bring what is hidden out into the open. Moth is the master of disguise, and this rather fuzzy little fellow was reminding him to be aware that he was hiding from his true self. Using his gorgeous looks and charm had allowed him to easily amass women or attract Moth to the flame of love, but he kept his true emotions hidden from others. Just because it seemed like he could get any woman that he chose didn't mean that he had to. He was so attached to the satisfaction of his ego, and the message was that it was time that he transformed his emotional energy away from drama and align with someone who was closer aligned to his heart rather than just a conquest to satisfy his ego. And because he had not been 100% truthful and had manifested massive complications with all these women who were now converging on him at once, he needed to finally and honestly bring these relationships into the alignment of truth. And although things were complicated in his life, he was made aware that he co-created this complication because of not being honest in the first place. The overriding message was for him to have faith in his journey and trust that although things seem to be drama-filled and complicated right now, he will eventually see the light and his choices will be made from complete honesty. We cannot have the energy of deceit or untruths within us and expect that we will not see the results of it eventually appearing in our reality. Now, the Posse of Angels wishes to start the program today by reminding us that although we are all part of a collective consciousness on the planet, we each encompass a world within us that holds our own individual vibrational frequency. And because, as the Posse of Angels has stated many times before, that we each are a multidimensional being, we are the accumulated of our created energy field. These energies are formed by our words, our thoughts, our emotions, and programming and belief systems that have accumulated not just in this incarnation, but throughout many incarnations. And even though every soul has experienced things like anger and joy and sadness and bliss, bitterness, resentment, blame, and regret, we each will ultimately govern what our vibrational frequency will be depending on what we choose to focus our attention on. When we finally consciously comprehend that it is we, each one of us, that is driving the manifestation train of what appears in our reality, we become aware that our realities are directly reflective of our inner energies, whatever you want to call this, laws of attraction, like attracts like, cause and effect. We become awakened to realize that if we don't like the reality that we created, that we can begin to change the nature of our reality by changing the nature of ourselves, changing our energies within. With this knowing, each one of us can then become a Merlin the Magician, an alchemist that understands that the nature of what we wish to manifest is determined by the vibrational nature of ourselves. You know, I recently had a call on my radio program on which the caller stated that with the topic speaking about the magic of belief and faith, this was several weeks ago, he said that he has the belief and faith that his dreams and desires will manifest, but he was not seeing any of the desired results. He told us that nothing was happening for him work-wise, he had $5 to his name, and that his marriage was disintegrating. It can be very hard to own and to take responsibility for whatever has appeared in our reality when it is so different from our intentions. Yet whatever reality we experience, we co-create it from our energies within. And the universe does not care if the doubt, worry, fear, lack, insecurity has been perpetuated by logical and rational reasons or justification as to why we should feel this way, because it only reads whether an energy is positive or negative. And when we feel downright depressed, exhausted, weary of believing in our dreams without seeing any tangible results, the very thing that we need to do to change our reality is the hardest thing to do, which is to somehow change our energies. You know, I remember listeners years ago that I had a client in Australia who had become severely depressed and came to me for Reiki healing energies. He shared with me that he had lost his job and had not worked in a long time and had become very depressed. When I asked him if he had looked for employment, he told me that he did not have any energy to look for work. And when I asked him what fun things or pastimes that he did, he said none. His days consisted of smoking and drinking endless cups of coffee and watching TV and basically feeling sorry for himself. When I explained to him that our lives are the representation of what energies that we choose to contribute to it, it became very obvious that his life had become the sad and sorry reflection of his perpetuated chosen state. I suggested that one of the best ways to counter depression is to go and help someone who is worse off than we. He was perplexed how that could possibly help him. I shared with him that when we perceive that we seemingly have nothing, it is remarkable how much we really have when we give to somebody who has less than we do. It makes us feel good about ourselves, that we are needed, and all of this increases our positive energies within, and it recharges our immune system. Now, the Posse of Angels and I then suggested that with all of his free time, he'd go down to the local hospital and ask if he could volunteer. It was several months before I heard from this client again. He told me that he had taken my suggestion and volunteered at the hospital. He was told that the old gentleman who pushed the magazine, book, candy, and drink cart around to the patients was getting on in years and needed some help with his rounds. My client was to arrive Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and helped the old man fill up the heavy cart with supplies as they had to visit many floors in the hospital. Initially, my client, who was a strapping young man who worked as a builder, felt superior to this old man who moved deliberately and slowly. He smirked at the way the old geezer, as he said, was dressed in his old-fashioned bow tie, vest and suit, and a straw hat. But as soon as they pushed the cart into the first ward, the faces of the patients lit up like light bulbs on Christmas Day, and the patient shouted, "Hi, Bert!" My client then watched him interact with each person, asking them how they were, how was their family, did they watch any good movies on the telly. He engaged with everyone and told them a joke or a story and brought life back into an environment that was mainly one of pain and suffering and sadness. On their coffee break, my client and the old man were sitting in the cafeteria, and he asked him how long he had been doing this job. The old gentleman said that his wife had been very ill with cancer for a long time, and her last 2 years were pretty much spent in this hospital. During that time, he got to know the staff very well and would brighten up their day with his cheery, optimistic nature. When his wife crossed over, he told the nurses that he felt like he not only lost his wife, but he would be losing his hospital family that he had come to know and to love. They said that if he wanted, he could take over the vacated position of the man who used to push the magazine cart, and like magic, he had a family and a purpose to get up and to be of service and to go help others. My client told me that by seeing this man's pride in the way he dressed and presented himself and gave to the patients, it showed that he was doing so much more than just delivering books and candy to patients to buy. He was giving of himself to those who were physically ill and could not move around like he could. It made him grateful and appreciative for his health and how he did not have to be in pain and confined to a hospital bed. After several weeks of helping out Bert, my client was speaking with one of the nurses, and when he told her that he was a builder and not been able to get work, she said that her brother was a contractor and for my client to contact him. It turned out that her brother was hiring builders as the permits for a new housing development had just gone through, and he needed all the help that he could get for this massive job. The Posse of Angels wishes for all of us to know that life does not happen. We must give and engage with life in order for life to give to us. They also wish to remind us that if life were as simple as wishing and pleading and begging and crying and asking God and the angels to answer our dreams and desires, then we would all manifest what we want and life would be pretty boring. Heck, if we wanted that, then we should not have bothered to contract to have experienced the human life in duality and just stayed across the veil where we can manifest whatever we wish for instantly. They're also reminding us that our lives are like pools of water. If we do not take inspired action, then the waters of our lives become stagnant and still. Non-flowing waters attract mosquitoes and disease. But if we engage with life and find avenues to participate and have fun and get involved, then the waters of our life will flow and be fresh and clean. Life will only give to us when we give to life. Yet in order to do this, one must take full responsibility for the reality that they are experiencing. And in a world where we have been taught to blame and find fault in others, allowing us to be the victims, it's not so easy to go against this and to take accountability for our lives, every part of our lives. Until full responsibility is taken as to what has been created in our realities, then they will continue to draw more of the same energy into their lives. We change the world by changing the nature of ourselves. The Posse of Angels are reminding us that energy, again, is either positive or negative. For change to happen, each one of us must own this personal transformation within before they will see it manifested in their reality. You know, listeners, several years ago, I had another client who came to me downhearted and terribly depressed. After 20 years, her husband came home one day and announced that he wanted a divorce. Through their bitter divorce battle, she lost her beautiful, beautiful, light, bright home. As she did not make as much money as her husband, she was forced to live in a rundown rental because, as she told me, that was all that she could afford. She told me how much she wished to have her beautiful home back that was beautifully decorated instead of this horrible dump, as she called it, that she was living in. I shared with her to be very careful what she said and thought, as her words and thoughts were energies that would just keep creating similar energies in her reality. Now, the Posse of Angels and I told her that until she was grateful for having a place to live, that she would not be given more. She said that her rental was so old and dingy that it hardly was worth the effort to clean it, and that she had not bothered to unpack her boxes because it was not her home. I said that by cleaning her apartment, she would bring in the positive energies of appreciation, and by unpacking her boxes, it showed that she felt blessed to be in a new place and have a shelter. I asked her if she'd done anything to spruce up her new unit and make it more like home. She told me that she didn't have any money to buy any home accessories. The Posse of Angels and I suggested that she go down to the dollar store and get some plastic flowers and some posters and candles to brighten up her new place and make it feel more like home after she thoroughly cleaned it. Well, armed with my suggestion, she left, and I did not hear from her for 6 weeks. One day she phoned me and was so breathless that she could hardly speak. She said that the manager of the apartment building had knocked on her door and said that he really liked what she had done with the small area in front of her unit. She had told me that it had been all overgrown with weeds, and she had cleaned it up and put a bird feeder and some statues around it, and it looked so much more inviting. He said that he had been watching the way that she cared for her new place, and it got him thinking. He told her that he and his wife were moving back to England and that he was looking for a manager to replace him and wondered if perhaps she would like to manage the apartment block of 8 units. Before she could answer, he said that the job came with a monthly salary and the 2-story apartment that he lived in, which, by the way, was 3 times the size of her unit, came with a reduced rent of only $500 a month. She went on to tell me that the manager's apartment was light, bright, and spacious. The Posse of Angels wishes for us to remember that life was never meant to be figured out. It was meant to be experienced. And it is the experience of life that keeps us engaged and makes us feel as if we are contributing and being of service. It is this engagement with the consciously chosen positive, optimistic, and hopeful energies and feelings that will create a positively charged reality for all of us. Before we go on more to speak about change your energies, change your reality, I'm going to go to the switchboard now, start to answer those phone calls. Remember that if you would like to speak with me, Claire Candy Hoff, Angel Practitioner, Reiki Master Teacher, and the Posse of Angels for your free reading, you can call into the show on 646-716-6794. Let's go to that first caller, 443. You are on the line with Angel Healing House and Claire Candy Hoff. Who am I speaking with, and where are you from?
This is Kathy from Maryland.
Hi, Kathy. How are you? And how are your energies these days?
I'm pretty tired today because I stayed up late. I have been tired.
One of the things that and please don't take the tiredness and those exhausted energies personally. And yes, you might have stayed up a little bit late last night, but the Posse of Angels are saying it's more than that. We as a conscious collective have been going through massive portals of energies. I'm just getting shocked left, right, and center as confirmation. Since the summer solstice, when that, I believe it was full moon, like 4 weeks ago, because we have a new moon tonight, and this has caused us a great deal of physical tiredness, weariness, and it really doesn't matter. I've heard from several clients that have told me that they've gotten, you know, 8, 9, 10 hours sleep, and yet when they wake up, they're not rested. And in a few hours of waking, they feel like they could go back to sleep again. So this should start to ease up as we get with this new moon and as we get a little bit more into August. So a lot of people are experiencing this, Kathy.
Oh, that's okay. Well, that's good news. I was going to ask you what's coming up on the spiritual side of things for me.
Okay. All right. The Posse of Angels want you to qualify on the spiritual side, how you can be more spiritual or how you can grow more spiritually. They're not sure.
Yeah, how I can grow more spiritually.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, the Posse of Angels have been asked this question several times before over the length of this radio program, Angel Healing House Radio. And the thing that they're saying is we as human beings can't be any more spiritual than we are because we're spiritual beings having a human experience. And the more you understand this, that you are spiritual at your very core of who you are, all you have to do is bring that forth and live it. Okay, so what does that mean? That means that our nature, our divine eternal nature, is a nature of peace. It's a nature of bliss. It's a nature of charity. It's a nature of grace. It's a nature of compassion. It's a nature of tolerance, forgiveness, acceptance, and wholeness. Now, if there's any areas, they're saying, if there's any areas in your life that don't encompass this, all we need to do is to bring ourselves back to knowing that this is who we are. This is who we are, and anything else on top of this is just an illusion. Because it doesn't matter What self-help books do you read? Does it matter what workshops or what spiritual teachers you listen to or anything? If you don't allow yourself to get back to those 10 unconditional love. Okay, they wanted it to be an even number. To the peace, charity, grace, compassion, tolerance, forgiveness, acceptance, wholeness, and unconditional love, then it's something that's actually blocking your divine eternal nature. So all of these are great avenues to get us back to who we originally are. And they're saying that the more you put your emphasis on these things and watch if there's any contrast in your life as to relationship, career choices, health issues, anything that goes against it, remember these 10 very important words, and then live those words, and you'll find yourself living a more spiritual life, a life that you're of service to yourself, which is the divine inside of ourselves. There's nothing arrogant about that. And then, so we can serve ourselves, the divine inside of ourselves, and then we go on to be of service to others. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our Kathy in Maryland, our very spiritual Kathy. First card that comes out for you is the Knight of Pentacles. I know why this card came out. You can be doing all of those things, yet if you are not grounding them in physical reality, then we have a tendency to be, they're showing me a vision of somebody who is swimming in midair. They're doing all of these things. They're going to the workshops. They're going to, you know, listening to webinars. They're just giving so much of their time over to things spiritual, but they're not grounding them. They're not grounding them in their physical reality. And the Knight of Pentacles is certainly the most grounded knight. And so this is the feeling of abundance that you are already spiritual, and we ground ourselves by going out in nature, by really being in the physical body, exercise, attending to our body as a temple to make sure we're filling it up with foods that are not irradiated and poisoned and chemically added to and all these things. So really, really ground ourselves into this physical reality of ours. The next one that comes up for you is the Page of Cups. This is the messages around emotionally giving to yourself. So if instead of trying to attain something that's outside of yourself that's going to make you more spiritual, is to affirm, I am that I am, and I am enough. I am a child of God. I'm a spiritual being having this human experience. And feel how whole and complete that makes you feel. The next card coming out for you is the Death card. And the Death card is not that you're going to suddenly cross over.
Yeah.
The death card simply means that there is a new beginning around the way that you perceive yourself to be spiritual. And this is going to, they're saying that this is really going to enhance your life because you're not going to be questing anymore to be spiritual. You already will be spiritual. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Kathy.
Oh, very much so. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.
I like that message from the Posse of Angels. I think we could, and I'm going to write those out. If you want me to go through them again, as I channeled them very quickly, they said instead of putting our emphasis on being more spiritual, excuse me, let me just take a drink of green tea, that we should put our emphasis on being peaceful, being blissful, giving charity, passionate, tolerant, forgiving, accepting, whole, and unconditional love. And these things will definitely make us feel as if we have that bliss and wholeness as we did when we did not have this physical form. Let's go to our next caller. Oh, we've had 916, you dropped out, and 203, you dropped out. No, hold on. No, 203 is there. Let's go to our next caller. 203, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House Radio. Who am I speaking with, and where are you from?
Hi, I'm Pat in Connecticut.
Hi, Pat in Connecticut, and how are your energies these days?
My energies, I've had a really, really, really difficult time.
Oh, sorry to hear that. I'm sorry to hear that.
Just wondering if maybe you see improvement coming.
Okay. First of all, while I'm shuffling the cards, the positive angels definitely want you to know when there is difficulty in any area of our lives, they want you to know that to go back and listen to this topic again. Listen to it, digest it slowly, because the hardest thing for us when we're going through difficult times is to realize that in order for us to get to this point where we are seeing the manifestation of difficult times in front of us, it is because that we have perpetuated some kind of negative energy in our life. Now, we might not have been conscious of it. It may have been low self-worth. It may have been not thinking that we're worthy and deserving. Those of us, like myself, who have saved and helped and enabled so many people at the detriment of my energies, my money, my value, all of that, have learned the hard way that we need to fill ourselves up first before, and serve ourselves physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, before we can go on and serve others. So that they're saying for you to look at your life, Pat, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and see if you're giving to yourself physically through your diet and exercise, if you're mentally giving to yourself by keeping your thoughts and your words and your feelings positive and optimistic. That's maybe very hard if we're going through difficult times, but we need to change the nature of ourselves in order to change our reality. I feel that emotionally, you need to give to the little girl inside of you who wants to have more fun, she wants to play, and she wants to express herself. And spiritually, just like the last caller, know that you're enough. Know that you're enough, and there's nothing that you have to achieve in order to be a child of God and to be abundant and blessed. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Pat in Connecticut. Okay, let's go to the card. 1, 2. Okay, the first card that's coming out for you is the Four of Pentacles. Now, this is the card of hanging on too tight, they're telling you. Hanging on too tight and trying to be in control of dictating to the universe how your prayers are going to be answered and when your prayers are going to be answered, because they're all answered in God's way and they're all answered in divine timing. So they want you to surrender. Surrender and release, and know that God and the angels are always working for your greatest benefit. They love and adore you more than you possibly could imagine. And everyone on the earth plane grows by being challenged and going through difficult contrasts. But you can change your energies around that by blessing your situation and saying, if I am brought to this, then it means it's strengthening some part of me. I don't have to know what that is, but I am thankful and I am appreciative. And I let go and I surrender to how God and the angels are on the fulfillment of my prayers. The second card that's coming out for you, Pat. And this one's interesting. It's the Eight of Cups. They're saying there's something in your life that you need to walk away from. What is that?
The apartment I'm living in?
Is that absolutely. They didn't want to put words in your mouth, but that's exactly what they said. The apartment
you're
that you're living in. No.
Oh,
no.
My goodness. I'm trying so hard to do that, and I'm just hoping that it's going to manifest the apartment that I'm trying to get.
Okay.
Because it's like the story. Oh. It's like
absolutely.
The story you were telling.
It's
absolutely. Affordable, and maybe I can do some work, and it's just like the story you were telling.
Okay, so that's why they want you to go back. They said, you are one of these people, why they had me tell that story, because you need to bless and be appreciative and so grateful. How long have you been in the apartment that you, or the place that you are now?
Going into the fifth month.
In the fifth month, okay. You must turn these energies around and say, thank you. Clean the place like you've never cleaned it before. Clean it as if you're getting it ready for the new tenant to move in. You know, or
okay.
to get your bond back. I can tell you I am not a very happy camper when it comes to cleaning, but I clean so thoroughly when I want to get my bond back. Like
when you want to get your what back?
The amount of money that you pay is a bond, B-O-N-D.
Oh, B-O-N-D.
You know,
okay.
You know, yes,
oh, I see. I got it. Got it.
So they're saying, please, lovely Pat, be appreciative and grateful and clean it and make it light and bright and airy and be thankful that you have a roof over your head. And you will see that those energies will start to change things. And the next card is the moving card. This is the Knight of Wands. This is the movement. This is the moving card. So this can't be any clearer for you to be grateful and appreciative. Go back and listen to that story of my client with her apartment, and it will give you hope. Wow.
You're unique, you know.
Isn't it sweet? Well, why do you say that?
Well, I listen to a lot of people on Blog Talk Radio, and you're just different, very different, and you sound like an old soul, and you have a clear-cut, precise way that you do your show, and initially when I hear your things, I've listened to you once or twice before. I don't get reminders on Blog Talk Radio, so I'm just always searching. I don't like what you initially say because, you know, I've created this and I made a promise about 6 years ago I was going to change everything in my life for the better, everything about me on every level. And it's gotten worse and worse and worse and worse, and it's very difficult to hear that I've brought this on me. But I'm open to it, you know, and I listen and I try to understand. And I was just, you know, thinking, okay, maybe this is God's timing. I was thinking this yesterday. So thank you.
You're very welcome. That's such a sweet message from you, Pat. You know, if there's one thing, that the Posse of Angels and I deliver to people, it's truth. We don't sugarcoat anything. And sometimes people have said I'm a little bit confrontationally loving. And they use that word because we, my angelic family and myself, we want the best for my listeners and my clients. We want the best for everyone. And the way that we do that is by being 100% truthful, not telling people what they want to hear. Tell them what would be most beneficial for them to see difference in their lives. And what I do has been so transformational for my clients is because once they change their energies within, they can see the physical manifestation of those changed realities. Their reality starts to change, so.
I love
I loved what you said. Thank you so much.
I believe that strongly, and my argument as I was listening to you today was, well, when you're clinically depressed, it's really, really, really hard to be positive, or, you know, that to me that changes it, but I won't go into that. But I do want to say, when I heard you mention Posse of Angels, I thought, oh, I remember her. I'm glad I'm called this show. That's comforting to hear you say Posse of Angels. Very comforting.
They are my angelic family. They have been with me ever since my angelic walk-in 13 and a half years ago. And every single second of every single day, we are together. And I ride on their wings. And
wow.
And my life is so much more light, bright, joyful, peaceful, graceful, blissful. All of those words. I'm filled with unconditional love because of that. I'd love to find out where your journey takes you, Pat. You can always email me to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com.
Great. I got it, angelhealinghouse.com. And I'm going to put it on my phone so I won't lose it. I'm going to do it right now. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for the gift.
God bless you, Pat. Take care. Bye-bye. Go to our next caller. 1111111 looks like a Skype call. Hello, you're on the line with Angel Healing House and Claire Candy House. Who am I speaking with?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Candy.
Who is this?
It's Jumpy. How are you?
I'm well, Jumpy. Jumpy from San Paulo, right?
Yes.
So how are you, Jumpy?
Yes, I'm feeling a bit tired, too. To hospital for 3 days to have some labs done so that I don't have to pay for them, but everything went fine. And I didn't study at the website that we talked about last week, because I've been wondering if I could resume the contact with some possible sponsors that I got in contact last year, June last year. But many strange things happened during that time, like all my emails vanished and some strange messages appeared on computer. So, and I will have to work again to get that sponsorship, you know?
Right. Well, you know, they're saying, just there's those people that didn't listen last week, Jumpy called in and asked what things he could do to be more spiritual. And I said, you know, to step forth and be the spiritual teacher, to get a website, to, you know, free website, you know, brochure, business cards. And if you're having difficulty with the website, you know, just start with the people who are in front of you. Because God gives us and the angels bring us people to be of service to right in front of ourselves. So business cards and flyers will do in the meantime, and you don't have to concern yourself too much with that website right now. But please keep asking just to be of service, and you will be shown where to be of service. The cards that are coming out for you is the Page of Pentacles, and this is the messages around money. They want you to know that the people who you need to be of service to are right in front of you, Jumpy. Don't go searching anywhere else. You, as soon as you do those business cards and those flyers, you know, how you can be of service to healings and readings and things, they will be brought to you. The next card is the spiritual teacher card, is the Hermit. You need to take your light out into the world, and then people will see you as that spiritual teacher. And then the next card is to follow your intuition. Just keep asking for the signs, how you can be of best service. And you will see them. They will be so clearly in front of you. And the Posse of Angels promises that you won't miss them. So I hope that's been very helpful for you today.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. You look after yourself. Take care.
Thank you, dear. Take care, too.
Okay, bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller, 310. You are on the line with Claire Candy, Hop and Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is John Candy.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm very well. And how do you make sure that your energies are bright, optimistic, and positive?
Yeah, I learned a lot, actually, from listening to the first two readings that you did, and also the stories that you told. I thought those were very powerful reminders.
Excellent. Yep, they sure are. What question do you have today?
Well, mine is in regards to more related to finances and career at this particular time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I feel like something new is about to start. I've been feeling it, especially more optimistic about it this month. And I'm just wondering what you're getting about sort of an expansion or something along those lines.
Okay, while I'm shuffling the cards, they want you to know that what you have done, and they're saying over the last, they're being very specific, over the last 9 years, is that you built a foundation. Now, that foundation was built on making sure that anything that was dishonoring, anything that was not in alignment with you, whether it was relationships, whether it was self-worth, whether it was career-wise or job-wise, you have basically realigned your whole life. And they're being very specific over the last 9 years. They want you to know that this new moon is very, very important. They want you to take a piece of paper. They want you to write down your wishes, your dreams, and say that you will, open yourself up to the connections and the opportunities for the fulfillment of your desires. They also want you to release any expectations or attachments as to how that comes in. Most people limit themselves and restrict themselves because they dictate to God the how and the when. That it doesn't come in a certain way, then they miss that opportunity. They want you to know that you have the skills and the abilities and the talent to be able to step into this. Yes, you might have to get up to speed. It might be tweaking what you do, but it's definitely there on the horizon, and it's going to come in more towards they're saying from the middle of August onwards. There's going to be a great shift, because Saturn is moving forward, and you're going to be able to see the physical manifestation of those prayers recognized in the opportunity that's coming to you. Okay, let's go to the cards and see what comes out. The first one, you got the Eight of Cups as well. The Eight of Cups is you're going to be walking away from what you've been doing. And it's going to be tweaked in such a way that it is going to seem like a very new position to you. But and the eight is the number of abundance and prosperity. So that will definitely be opening for you. And here comes the money, the King of Pentacles. Mm-hmm. This is you in a position of the highest abundance form to be able to receive. This also could be a gentleman or a very manly woman coming into your life that's going to bring you this opportunity as well. And the third one, get ready for it. Get ready for it, John, because this is the Tower. This is going to change your life. This is going to really, bring that crash where things are going to be very different from you from the latter part of August going into September. And they're saying it's showtime, and that you're going to be able to step into the fulfillment. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Oh, it sure has. Thank you so much. That's
you're
great.
Go on.
Oh, no, I was just thanking you. Thank you again, Candy. Loving
your
show.
You're very welcome. Have a blessed day. Take care.
You too. Okay.
Bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller, 717. You're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House Radio. Hello?
Candy, hello. This is Kareem. How are you?
I'm very well, Kareem. How are your energies?
Pretty good. I'm getting better, slowly but surely.
Good, good, good. Absolutely. Are you feeling it? Are you feeling it on the horizon of August as we go into this very new month?
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of changes coming, and I wanted to know if the Posse of Angels has anything to say about that.
Okay, let me see. Go to the cards, give them a quick shuffle. Oh, these cards absolutely love that Page of Pentacles. They're saying that you're going to feel more abundance in more areas of your life. Are you moving?
Eventually, I hope.
Okay. Well, they're saying please.
More to the country would be my liking. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, they're saying don't put a timeline on it, but they're certainly saying that for you to keep visualizing, saying thank you for, and if that's really what you would like to accomplish and see manifest, don't compromise it, because this is a great feeling around your abundant feeling around where you live, and they're really pointing that. And the card even shows a person out in the country, out in the open. So, they're saying that in order for you to manifest this, to act as if it's already happened. Next card that's coming out for you is the Nine of Pentacles. There's two pentacles in a row, sweetheart. Okay, so this card shows the Nine of Pentacles, a lady in a garden, you know, and this is the luxury card, luxuriating in whatever you desire will manifest for you as long as your vibrational frequency is the same as the universe. And so they want you to understand that by keeping your vibrational frequency high and then letting go of all expectations, this will come in for you. So the next card is the Ace of Wands, which is a new beginning, and this is around your vision. So they want you to keep nurturing and nourishing your vision and having that feeling of abundance and keep saying, thank you for my beautiful home in the country, and feeling as if that's already occurred, because it's bringing it in to the present moment and feeling as if it's already a reality, then it will be. And it has to manifest as long as our vibrational frequency is kept at a very high rate. I love these cards. And I love you for calling in.
I love you too, and thank you. Blessings to you and the Posse of Angels always.
Okay, take care. Lots of love. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that just about wraps our show up for today. Thank you to all my callers. Thank you to all my listeners, whether you're listening in live or whether you're listening on the archive shows. Please don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you would like to have a session with myself, Claire Candy Hoff, to change your energy in order to change your reality, you can always reach me at Healing House on 831-277-3716, or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. Or please go to my website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. And it is at angelhealinghouse.com that you can purchase my extraordinary channeled book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my beautiful Angels of Faith, which is based on my two near-death experiences and my recollections of our life in spirit. And you can go on the journey with myself, Angel Ariel, from this physical incarnation across the veil in my two novels. I'd like to thank everyone, and until next time, please allow yourself and your radiant light within to shine forth, and please go out and fashion an unbelievably beautiful and glorious life to yourself. Love, and as always, angel blessings, and I will speak to you again next week. Take care. Bye-bye.